The two women and the small boy stood absolutely still on the grass underneath the tree, gazing up at this extraordinary fruit.
"Just look at it growing," Aunt Spiker cried.
"Will it ever stop?"
Aunt Sponge shouted, waving her fat arms and starting to dance around in circles. And now it was so big, it looked like an enormous butter-coloured pumpkin dangling from the top of the tree.
"Stand back," Aunt Sponge shouted. "It's coming down. The branch is going to break."
I let myself in. Hope you don't mind. Black, half a teaspoon of Manuka honey. How you like it? Late yesterday, or early today, you charted out a snatch team. Rush job. I need you to contact them, and I need you to bring them in.
Oh, come on.
I really wish I had time for the niceties, but I don't. Contact your team. Bring them in.
At the sudden impact of those words, crashing into her mind like a leaden bullet into a silver dish, Emma felt herself shudder, and she raised her head, straining to understand what he had meant by them. Charles stared at her with the clouded gaze of a drunken man, motionless in his chair. He was listening to the screams that continued to come from the hotel.
"Oh, have you? What troubles?" asked Flora interestedly, as she busily made fresh tea. "Haven't you enough money?"
"There's money enough for the farm, Robert Postchild, but 'tis all turned to sourness and ruin. I tell thee, there's a curse on cold comfort."
"My dear mother, I'm very sorry to tell you that it will not be in our power to keep our promise of spending the holiday with you. Lady Susan, in a letter to her brother, has declared her intention to visit us almost immediately. And as such a visit is, in all probability, merely an affair of convenience, it is impossible to conjecture its length."